Welcome to today's edition of the Bible Class. Our teacher, Dr. Kenneth C. Hill, is teaching from the Old Testament book of Job. You may send your questions by email through our website at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. Or you may mail your questions to the Bible Class, care of WHCB, Post Office Box 5, Bluntville, Tennessee, 37617. And now, here is Dr. Hill with today's lesson.
Welcome to the Bible Class. We are continuing our study in the oldest book of the Bible, the book of Job. And we are finishing up on chapter 28. And we'll continue with the saying of Job, with the debate of Job, with the rebuttal of Job in chapter 29 in just a moment. In chapter 28, Job had given us the view of someone that is let down in a basket into a mine shaft. The flood breaketh out of the inhabitant, even the waters forgotten of the foot, they're dried up, they're gone away from men. As for the earth, out of it cometh bread, etc. He's talking about setting an end to darkness, searching out all perfection. All of this sort of thing coming out of chapter 28. And he continues by saying that man has found all sorts of treasures. And he talks about all that you can mine from the earth. But he can't find wisdom in the earth. He goes on to say that God controls all elements of the nature, the winds and the waters being examples. But true wisdom is not to be seen in the earth itself. True wisdom is fearing God and shunning evil. Verse 28. Verse 28 is a fitting conclusion to the chapter, realizing that chapters are arbitrary and they're placed in there to help us find verses that we're wanting to read and to give us a place to mark where we've been, etc. Verse 28 of chapter 28, Job 28:28, is a very fitting verse. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. Now, when we talk about the fear of God, we talk about a holy, awesome reverence and respect. That's what we're talking about when we talk about the fear of the Lord. It's not a trembling in our boots, although it could be, but that's not primarily what it is. The fear of the Lord is the understanding that we are nothing but dust in the sight of Almighty God, and that we can be blown away at any moment. And how true that is, whether we wish to face it or not. Behold, the fear of the Lord, the awesome reverential respect of God, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. It's important for us to know that because we can't find wisdom in the rocks or in the stones, minerals or materials or metals, but we can find it in God. Job 29, moreover, Job continued his parable and said, oh, that I were as in months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when his light, I walked through darkness. By his light, I walked through darkness. As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, when the Almighty was yet with me, when my children were about me, when I washed my steps with butter and the rock poured me out rivers of oil, when I went out to the gate through the city, when I prepared my seat in the street. The young men saw me and hid themselves, and the aged arose and stood up. The princes refrained talking and laid their hand to their mouth. The nobles held their peace and their tongue cleaved to the roof of their mouth. When the ear heard me, then it blessed me, and when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me, because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind and feet to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not I searched out. And I brake the jaws of the wicked and plucked the spoil out of his teeth. Then I said, I shall die in my nest, and I shall multiply my days as the sand. My root was spread out by the waters, and the dew lay all night upon my branch. My glory was fresh in me, and my bow was renewed in my hand. Unto me men gave ear and waited and kept silence at my counsel. After my words they spake not again, and my speech dropped upon them. And they waited for me as for the rain, and they opened their mouth wide as for the latter rain. If I laughed on them, they believed it not, and the light of my countenance they cast not down. I chose out their way, and sat chief, and dwelt as a king in the army, as one that comforteth the mourners. Now this is in the past. This is Job talking about the days before his tribulation. Job had reached the fall or autumn of his life. And so here he is working through the counsel of God. He recalls the happiness of those days. He recognizes that it's centered in his fellowship with God. Now, he's not talking in literal terms when he said, when I washed my steps with butter and the rock poured me out rivers of oil. What he's saying there, that's just simply a phrase. It's hyperbolic. It's an expression of the abundance which Job enjoyed. He was very wealthy. Now, we see that he delivered the poor. He did not oppress the poor. And the folks had such deference for Job that they could not believe that he would smile on them. That's verse 24. Because they were so enamored with him because he had taken care of the widow and the orphan and taken care of the poor, had taken care of the lame and the halt, and had taken care of the blind. This man is looking back with a panoramic view of his life. His life is passing before him, if you will. He's come to this golden time of his life, which is not golden, but it's quite cheap. It's quite dusty and dirty. And he's in great trial and tribulation, but he's looking back and with favor, he looks back upon his life prior to all of these challenges. Job chapter 30, but now they that are younger than I have me in derision. So we go from but then, and now we are at the place of now, here and now. Whose fathers I would have disdained to have set with the dogs of my flock. The family line is so bad, I wouldn't have had anything to do with them in my former days as far as fellowship, because they were not worthy fellows. Yea, whereto might the strength of their hands profit me, in whom old age was perished? For want and famine they were solitary, fleeing into the wilderness in former time, desolate and waste. Who cut up mallows by the bushes and juniper roots for their meat? They were driven forth from among men. They cried after them as a thief, to dwell in the cliffs of the valleys and caves of the earth and in the rocks. Among the bushes they brayed. Under the nettles they were gathered together. They were children of fools, yea, children of base men. They were viler than the earth. And now I am their song, yea, I am their byword. They abhor me, they flee far from me, and spare not to spit in my face. First 10 verses are pretty dire. These are the offscouring of the earth. These are not just, these would not be considered poor people by Old Testament standards. These would be considered vile people. These are evil people. The lowest people whom he had helped, even the vile people that he had taken care of some of their families, they now have turned against him, and they now insult him. Verse 11, because they hath loosed, he hath loosed my cord and afflicted me. They have also let loose the bridle before me. Upon my right hand rise the youth. They push away my feet, and they raise up against me the ways of their destruction. They mar my path. They set forward my calamity. They have no helper. They came upon me as a wide breaking in of waters. In the desolation they rolled themselves upon me. Terrors are turned upon me. They pursue my soul as the wind, and my welfare passeth away as a cloud. And now my soul is poured out upon me. The days of my affliction have taken hold upon me. My bones are pierced in me in the night season, and my sinews take no rest. By the great force of my disease is my garment changed. It bindeth me about as the collar of my coat. He hath cast me into the mire, and I am become like dust and ashes. I cry unto thee, and thou dost not hear me. I stand up, and thou regardest me not. Thou art become cruel to me. With thy strong hand thou opposest thyself against me. Thou liftest me up to the wind. Thou causest me to ride upon it, and dissolvest my substance. For I know that thou wilt bring me to death, and the house appointed, and to the house appointed for all living. Howbeit, he will not stretch out his hand to the grave, though they cry in his destruction. Did not I weep for him that was in trouble? Was not my soul grieved for the poor? When I looked for good, then evil came unto me. And when I waited for light, there came darkness. My bowels boiled and rested not. The days of affliction prevented me. I went mourning without the sun. I stood up and I cried in the congregation. I am a brother to dragons and a companion to owls. My skin is black upon me, and my bones are burned with heat. My harp also is turned to mourning, and my organ into the voice of them that weep. In this 30th chapter, we see that Job's very clothing is hanging loosely over his body, which has become so emaciated because of his affliction. This is his pain, and he's writhing in pain, and his clothing becomes twisted about him because of the writhing and pain. Job's physical torment, sometimes we forget about that, and we shouldn't forget about his physical torment, because that was all part and parcel of the testing and trials, as it is with us. We know that when we are attacked, when we are tried, when trials come, it's not only on the spiritual level, but it's also on the physical level. He says here, my bowels boiled within me. I mean, that is such an awful kind of saying. And it's his inner self. We'd say my heart is sad. My heart is in turmoil, etc. That's what he's talking about there. It's not a stomach thing. It's not a physical thing. This is a spiritual, emotional thing that he's going through. The days of affliction have taken over on him. He wailed like the jackal. It's called dragon there. And like the ostrich, which is called an owl, there in verse 29. He probably had skin that was peeling off because of all of the sunburn that he's had upon him. His bones are burned with heat. So he is in sad shape. Everything is turned to disaster. chapter 31, he continues, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? For what portion of God is there from above, and what inheritance of the Almighty from on high? Is not destruction to the wicked, and a strange punishment to the workers of iniquity? Doth not he see my ways and count all my steps? He declares his innocence. In his personal life, he was pure toward his neighbor, toward God. He throws off the claim of lust in verse 1. He throws off the claim of deceit in verse 5 and covetousness in verse 7. It is a sad time, and yet he protects the very thought of his innocence. If I have walked with vanity, or if my foot hath hasted to deceit, let me be weighed in an even balance, that God may know mine integrity. I just want to be known as I am. If my step hath turned out of the way, and mine heart walked after mine enemies, if any blot hath cleaved to mine hands, then let me sow, and let another eat, yea, let my offspring be rooted out. If mine heart have been deceived by a woman, or if I have laid wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind unto another, and let others bow down upon her. What he says is, if I am not innocent of these charges, then let my wife become the lowest slave, because the lowest slave is the one that did the grinding of the various grains. It was a hard job, and it took a lot of time and a lot of physical effort. And he's saying, let my wife become the lowest of slaves. Let me do all the work and let others eat of the produce, etc. He was saying, if I am a sinner in these areas that you've said, then these things should come upon me. For this is a heinous crime, yea, it's an iniquity to be punished by the judges, for it is a fire that consumeth to destruction, and would root out all mine increase. If I did despise the cause of my manservant or of my maidservant when they contended with me, what then shall I do when God riseth up, and when he visiteth? What shall I answer him? Did not he that made me in the womb make him? And did not one fashion us in the womb? If I have withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow to fail, or have eaten my morsel myself alone, and the fatherless hath not eaten thereof, for from my youth he was brought up with me, as with a father, and I have guided her from my mother's womb. If I have seen any perish for want of clothing, or any poor without covering, if his loins have not blessed me, and if he were not warmed with the fleece of my sheep, if I have lifted up my hand against the fatherless when I saw my help in the gate, then let mine arm fall from my shoulder blade, and mine arm be broken from the bone. For destruction from God was a terror to me, and by reason of his highness I could not endure. If I have made gold my hope, or have said to the fine gold, thou art my confidence, if I have rejoiced because my wealth was great, and because mine hand had gotten much, if I beheld the sun when it shined, or the moon walking in brightness, and my heart hath been secretly enticed, or my mouth hath kissed my hand, this also were an iniquity to be punished by the judge, for I should have denied the God that is above. If I rejoiced at the destruction of him that hated me, or lifted up myself when evil found me, neither have I suffered my mouth to sin by wishing a curse to his soul, if the men of my tabernacle said not, oh, that we had of his flesh, we cannot be satisfied. The stranger did not lodge in the street, but I opened my doors to the traveler. If I covered my transgressions as Adam by hiding mine iniquity in my bosom, did I fear a multitude, or did the contempt of families terrify me, that I kept silence and went not out of the door? Oh, that one would hear me! Behold, my desire is that the Almighty would answer me, and mine adversary had written a book. Surely I would take it upon my shoulder and bind it as a crown to me. I would declare unto the number of my steps, as a prince would I go near unto him, if my land cry against me, or that the furrows likewise thereof complain, if I have eaten the fruits thereof without money, or have caused the owners thereof to lose their life, let thistles grow instead of wheat, and cockle instead of barley. The words of Job are ended. Now think about it. Here he is, Job. If I've done any of these things, punish me. But if I've not, just let God talk to me. I need to talk to Almighty God.
Thank you for joining us today for this edition of the Bible Class with Dr. Kenneth C. Hill. You may reach us by email by going to our website, whcbradio.org, and sending us an email on the Contact Us link. That's whcbradio.org. If you prefer to use the postal service, our address is The Bible Class, WHCB, Post Office Box 5, Bluffville, Tennessee, 37617. That's The Bible Class, care of WHCB, Post Office Box 5, Bluffville, Tennessee, 37617. You may also call us at 423-878-6279. Until our next Bible Class program, we are trusting that the Lord will richly bless you as you serve Him.